Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Yeah, Colorado Springs would be my Cincinnati. But I mean, North, you know, Monument I'm fine with, but I see that Briargate exit.
I was going to move to Colorado Springs.
Why would you ever do that?
Oh, that was a great little community around there.
Oh, my Lord, there's no
flying
such...
horse.
Oh.
Great, great little community.
That's more Monument than Colorado Springs.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, and that is a great little community.
Oh, yeah,
but
a great little community.
That's maybe,
me and my wife were
maybe technically
getting
it's
ready
Colorado Springs.
We're going to transition down there this year.
That's way more Monument than
okay.
I don't care what the mailing address is. It's a nice place. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, Alfred. Should we start with Patrick Peterson? Let's start with Patrick Peterson. What you got there, Big Sexy, on Patrick Peterson talking about Josh Rosen?
Oh, I'm very impressed, especially when he was able to come in. I kid you not, after the draft, they had their rookie mini camps before they all came together with the vets. And to see him make checks and get guys in line early, I was like, have this guy been here before? I was very, very impressed.
Ken? What's some more? What else we got from Patrick Peterson on that? That's it? Okay. So what he's saying is Rosen has come in and been a pro right away. He's surprised by his intelligence. I know in the statement he said, you know, never mind all the, you know, BS crap about him, like the hot tub in the pool. You know what I'm saying, Al? It's like, that doesn't matter.
That was on the Dan Patrick show. And Rich Eisen show.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard it,
what'd you think?
As soon as I heard it, I thought we made a mistake. I'm not going to lie.
On
Josh Rosen. I told you that was the one guy that if he was there at number five that we should take. That's a quarterback. And he was sitting there at number five, and we didn't take him. But we have a minute and 13 seconds, so let's listen to the entire interview of Patrick Peterson with Rich Eisen. This will tell you a little bit about the guy.
Oh, I'm very impressed, especially when he was able to come in. I kid you not, after the draft, they had their rookie mini camps before they all came together with the vets. And to see him make checks and get guys in line early, I was like, have this guy been here before? I was very, very impressed. His spring camp, his mini camp, OTA, he's just been extremely sharp. And obviously I don't pay too much attention to the pre-draft breakdowns, or if he was a bad teammate, or if he gets his head this, that, another. We don't know what type of quarterback you may get. Honestly, since he's been with us, he's been the total opposite of what you hear, you know, from the media, or you hear from, you know, outside people, you know. The way he's able to grasp the offense right now and get guys in line right now, I was very, very impressed with that. And as far as his throwing motion and his quarterback IQ and his pocket presence and all that stuff is off the charts. Well, I mean, I've never seen a rookie come through and come on a team and do some of the things that he's doing.
Bummer.
Okay, explain yourself then.
I mean,
should we go back to the chub moment and and screaming at me about how
D-Mac, we made our minds up before the draft that the right thing to do is to take Rosen if he was there. At least I did. At least I said
that. You know, I was fine with that.
That was the one plan that I said, that if he's there, then we have to take him.
And I called you on that, my friend.
You did that day of the draft. You did before the pick was in. And I said, you know, I'd like to, but it feels like Chubb's going to be the right guy.
All right. Why have you changed your mind?
Because Patrick Peterson knows quarterbacks. Not only did he say that his rookie quarterback was great, but he also said that Sam Bradford was great. And I can't help but think,
wouldn't it have been great to have Case Keenum, and then you can back that up with Rosen, and you can just see how it settles itself out.
Yes.
And that's exactly what the Trubisky Glennon doctrine was all about.
You and your doctrine.
Right. But look at the trend.
Oh, man.
Not one of these quarterbacks. Now you're turning away from me. You're giving me bad body language.
No, I'm just saying.
But not one of these quarterbacks who have been drafted is expected to start day one.
But I know. But the one guy from that draft class that I thought would be a great pro.
Is Rosen. He will be a great pro. The whole ragging on him about the silly stuff is just that.
I don't even know. I forgot what that stuff was already.
Because it's so meaningless. The truth of the matter is, this guy, Josh Rosen, got himself into one of the best universities in America.
Could have went to school anywhere.
He played at a high level. He has intelligence off the radar. He has leadership skill that is very, very mature.
I heard he's a great teammate.
He's got the great teammate thing. He's got every single physical tool you could want as a quarterback. It is stunning that the Broncos favored Paxton Lynch over Josh Rosen. Now, you say, well, we wouldn't have got Bradley Chubb.
I would have been fine with that, but I would have expected more out of Shane Ray. But we could have dealt, you know, we can find pass rush. We can find outside pass rushers.
But this is where I say the Broncos went into auto draft, meaning they just...
The Rosen pick is different because Rosen feels like... He feels like all the other great quarterbacks that have played in this league.
Now
he's smart.
Right.
He's strong.
Right.
And he's savvy.
Right.
So...
And now you got Patrick Peterson singing his praises.
Right. And, of course, the rest of the coaching staff over there in Phoenix.
But he won't start day one.
Who cares? He's got Sam Bradford in front of him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, former number one overall pick.
We would have had Case Keenum in front of
us. And maybe Case would have played for 2 years.
Maybe he would have. Just like Brett Favre played for a couple years before Aaron Rodgers got in there.
I'm telling you now, I'm having buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
And it's not against Bradley. It's not against Bradley Chubb.
It has nothing to do with Chubb.
It's got nothing to do with Bradley Chubb.
Nothing to do with Chubb. Now, if we find our quarterback in Case Keenum for the next, This needs to be right for 10 years.
Seven.
Because he's going to play. Rosen's going to play.
10's tough, but 7's reasonable. 2 years and then a 5-year
deal. Rosen's going to play 15 years.
That's right. That's right.
15 years plus.
Right.
This has got to work with Case Keenum, man, for like 10 years.
Oh, that's a little unfair. But 7 years. 7 years is a more fair situation.
Okay, call it 7 years.
Yes.
We have to yield a Super Bowl
out
of Case Keenum for this to work. Because
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
We have to yield at least one Super Bowl for this deal to work.
I would say you have to at least get to a 5-year contract with Case Keenum.
No, you have to win a Super Bowl because what you're saying is that there is a high likelihood that the the Arizona Cardinals will be in playoff contention every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Every year going forward.
They should be, yeah.
And this young quarterback that they drafted at number 11 is a guy that we could have had. It feels like a Dan Marino type of story that's about to be written. Like all those quarterbacks, 10 teams in front of me, should I say 9? 9 teams in front of me passed on me. I mean, can you believe the Buffalo Bills passed on him? I can't believe that.
How they fell in love with Allen's arm.
Josh Rosen? In whose world? I mean, seriously, in whose world does that happen? That never made any sense. But now I'm starting to think that if Rosen ends up being this all-time great, this may be the biggest snafu that we can ever imagine.
Yep.
And with that, I will say you were right.
I'm glad to have you on board. took some time.
It was just one quarterback. Because I told you it's only one quarterback that I would take.
Yeah, but what changed recently that made you feel
just
this
the comments,
like this?
Just the comments about
Peterson's comments.
Yeah, the early comments from surrounding the Cardinals. Just the early comments about who this young man is as a football player, and how
they can
build a campaign around him
for
many years to
because
come.
Who cares if you spend $20 million on Sam Bradford? Because the amount you pay that quarterback, Josh Rosen, is very low. So again, you're going to my other argument, which is create a quarterback budget and just stay within that budget. But that quarterback budget has to be significant. It's an important position on your team. So they're well within the quarterback budget, Al. So it's not crazy that Bradford gets paid so much and this guy doesn't. Who cares? Because this is your budget. The problem is the Broncos, especially the past couple of years, have been way under budget on quarterbacks. I mean, way under budget. Now with Case Keenum, they've brought themselves up a little bit, but he still had room.
I never looked at it the way that you put it, you know, just a few minutes ago. This is Josh Rosen versus Paxton Lynch. And if Paxton Lynch doesn't work out,
it's not just him. It's Josh Allen too. And
I'm talking about specifically the Broncos chose Paxton Lynch over Josh Rosen.
Well, they chose and Allen and Lamar Jackson.
No, forget about those other ones because there was only only one quarterback that I thought was cream of the crop,
but
head and shoulders above everybody else.
The only quarterback the Broncos even talked about was Darnold. But here was my other big issue.
Darnold was young. The only thing that makes Darnold attractive is that he's young. Rosen can play out the box.
Here is my issue, though, with the Broncos on that. If you list your top three priorities and one of them is a quarterback, then the value of the second quarterback should be evaluated compared to the value of the other players. The three players the Broncos had in mind were Darnold, Saquon Barkley, and Bradley Chubb. Now, I will ask you, even if they thought Darnold, if he wasn't there, where and why did they put a quarterback in their top three and not include a second quarterback? Like, you got to be kidding me. If you want one, you can't be a little bit pregnant, Al. Either you want a quarterback or you don't. And you're telling me Sam Darnold was on the list. Now, it'd be different, Alfred, if they said, our top three guys were Quentin Nelson, Bradley Chubb, and Saquon Barkley.
I got you.
Bradley Chubb came to us, so it was a no-brainer. But they didn't. They said Darnold was one of them. So there was a world, Al. There was a world where the Broncos were going to take a quarterback.
But I don't know why.
So you got to tell me, Broncos, you got to explain to me why Bradley Chubb and Saquon Barkley, their value is greater than the two available quarterbacks. And to your point, Rosen, you really got to explain something to me. You're saying you need a quarterback, but the value of a quarterback we've talked about incessantly is way more than a running back or a pass rusher.
Basically, you just said it the best plain way that it could be said. They believe in Paxton Lynch over Josh Rosen.
They do. That's well said there. Because what they're telling you, what the Broncos told us in this draft, is while we love Sam Darnold, we think Paxton Lynch is better than Allen and Rosen. That's what the Broncos said. You are right on that. If you want to look at something over time, look at the careers of Paxton Lynch against Rosen and Allen. Because the Broncos... stick with Rosen. Make it easy.
Leave Allen. I don't think... You know, if Allen ends up having a great...
I'm just talking about the quarterbacks they could have taken.
If Allen ends up having a great NFL career, I would be shocked.
Okay.
I mean, shocked.
You don't believe in Allen.
No, he never. He never profiled to be that guy.
How can you
just make him that guy?
Okay, fine. I'll just keep it to Rosen.
You know who he is. You know who Allen is. Allen is Jay Cutler.
Right, we'll see how
a
the
guy with
works
a big
out.
Arm who hasn't done anything in college.
Okay. I'll just keep it to Rosen. I think you know what I mean, but I'll just keep it.
Rosen is proven. He's always been the guy.
The Broncos have told you they think Paxton Lynch is better than Rosen.
Yes. And I'm starting to have buyer's remorse because of the glowing comments, and I know everybody says glowing things about their new teammates.
It is fascinating. If you put,
but he's my guy.
So if you put
Rosen was my guy.
If you put talent evaluators, and we talked to everybody on this radio station, and we said, who would you rather have, Josh Rosen or Paxton Lynch? Who in the world would pick Paxton Lynch?
No one.
Except the Broncos.
Man, this and dude Paxton Lynch is going to have to grow up and come in here and play big. I mean,
he has to be better than Rosen.
He's gonna, and you know, Rosen's going to play a lot in the preseason because he's the second team quarterback.
We're going to see him. We play the cart. Well, we might not. Well,
do we play
might,
him this?
We play him in the preseason and in the regular season. We play them on a Thursday night game. This would be interesting. Thursday night, October 18th. At Arizona, and we play at Arizona, obviously, in preseason on Thursday, August 30th.
We play them for real October 18th.
October 18th.
At?
We should be down there for that game.
We're going to that one.
We got to go to that game, right?
I'm almost guaranteeing that we will be there at that one.
We got to bring our Broncos contingent down to the desert.
We will probably have the biggest Bronco October 18th party.
We're at that game, right?
Yeah, we're going to that one.
By the way, that's...
That one, we're going to.
Okay. That same night, ASU plays Stanford.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is that... Because we look for weekday, so a Monday or a Thursday,
right,
road games, and that one, boy, does that stand out. We've got to rally our Broncos fans for that one.
And then there's a Monday night game in Oakland, but...
Who wants to go there? Not me.
So as far as
the day before Christmas, you want to roadie up to Oakland the day before Christmas? I'll pass.
Right,
but
right.
That October 18th.
That's the one we got to go.
That's our game. Do we have any other weekday road games?
No,
that's it. Huh?
We have a Monday game. That's home. That's here. Thursday at Arizona. And then we have a Saturday, Cleveland here, and a Monday at Oakland.
Yeah, so that's our road trip, everybody.
That's the one we
should
coming
down to the desert with us. Thursday, October 18th.
It's
going to
be great weather, too.
Oh. Hell yeah! Can October you imagine 18th. If Case Keenum is a little bit hurt?
And it's Paxton Lynch versus Josh Rosen? That would be bizarre. Football IQ. He said his football IQ. Patrick Peterson said Josh Rosen's football IQ is off the charts.
Yeah, and I think
have you ever heard that about Paxton Lynch?
Oh. No. Sorry, I laughed.
Just something
so
to think about. Just something to think about.
No.
I mean, that's the one move that you call me on it on draft day. You actually call me out on it on draft day. Alfred, your guy is here. What do we do?
Chubb. Oh!
You know what?
I sat there and I rolled my eyes. I put my hands up in the air. Everybody yelled at me. And I just, I didn't know what to say. And then I tried
there's
for the next.
No chance
everybody yelled at me for being a downer and trying to ruin draft night. And I'm just like, you guys, you'll see.
If both guys eventually work out, there is no chance that Chubb will have the lasting value of Rosen.
Right. And it's nothing against Bradley Chubb. That's
nothing,
what I was trying
nothing
to say from the get go. It had
but
nothing to do with Bradley
Chubb.
The value
for a quarterback versus a value for a defensive end slash linebacker. Man, take the quarterback every time.
And by the way, do you know what was about to happen if Bradley Chubb was taken number four, like he should have been, by Cleveland? The Broncos were going to trade with the Buffalo Bills for 12 and 22.
Yeah, 12 and 22.
Yeah, that was going to happen. At 12 was Vita Vea, and I think the Broncos probably would have picked up Vita Vea.
Maybe we could have took... Maybe
and at 22, we could have got Sony Michel or Nick Chubb. Deep breaths.
Cleveland. Blame that on Cleveland.
Right. The Broncos would have traded. The Broncos were not going to take Rosen or Allen. Okay? They were going to trade with Buffalo. And they were going to get two picks. Buffalo eventually did trade and only gave up one pick, but that's because they had a little bit more room to negotiate and they were able to do it. So we have
it was just something that I was paying attention to, D-Mac. I just.
Well, you're right to pay attention to it. You're right about it.
I'm only paying attention to one quarterback, really. I mean, and maybe I'll pay attention to Lamar Jackson because we could have got back into the first round and got him.
And we should have done that, too.
But
so you can see where I was so emotional about how I think the Broncos blew it. And everybody was ripping me for that opinion. But you now I think you have a feeling of, wow, maybe D-Mac, you had a point.
If Rosen ends up being the guy that I think he's going to be.
Why didn't we go back in and get Lamar Jackson?
I don't know.
And just put a package together for Lamar Jackson? Like, why didn't we do that? We were right there. Because we had to have Courtland Sutton? Come on, man.
But we do have players now. I mean, at least the draft gave us good players. At least we got good players this year. In years past,
that's true.
You know, we didn't get good players.
I'll give you that. But it's just not what it could have been. That's all. The Ravens picked up the number one tight end, and they picked up a playmaker.
Two great tight ends from college.
Lamar Jackson is going to have an impact on the field this year, one way or the other. You got to have a little creativity to figure it out.
You do.
But when Cordell Stewart was slash, oh my God, with Pittsburgh, it was crazy.
Couldn't do nothing with him. We couldn't do nothing with him.
There was a time.
We had a defense. We had a defense when we were playing against Cordell and a philosophy that said that whatever we do, we will not allow Cordell Stewart to run with the football.
Yeah, good luck.
He threw for 400 yards, I think, that day. And still ran for like 60.
He was special. There was a time in the NFL where I don't know really why it didn't last longer, but there was a short period of time, Al, that Cordell was unstoppable.
He lost his offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey.
Was that it?
And that was it.
That was it?
And everybody else tried to put him in a box.
I'd love to talk to Cordell about that sometime.
Yeah, Chan Gailey was the guy who just unleashed him and let him
and why,
be.
Oh, because Gailey went to Dallas to be their head coach?
Yep.
And who came in after Chan?
He tried to put some of those same offensive plays in for Troy Aikman. It was ugly.
Yeah.
But Chan Gailey and Cordell Stewart was a match made in football heaven.
And trust me, if you want to just stop Lamar Jackson running, he'll eat you up. The dude can throw. The dude can play. And they'll mix him in with Joe Flacco. Watch out for Baltimore. By the way, we're going to see it, Alfred. We're going to see it at Baltimore, September 23rd. We're going to see it.
Well, maybe we can go get some crab cakes then.
I hope Courtland Sutton has a big day that day.
It's just Rosen. It's just Rosen for me.
There's another one we got to get to. The Case Keenum passing thing.
His passing
classic
charts.
Well, listen, I'm glad you feel. We'll get to that in a second. Good for you.
I'm just always going to be paying attention to it because
you're keeping it real, right? You're having an honest moment here.
I just can't believe that Rosen was there and we didn't, you know, now, I mean, day of the draft, it was all emotion. Like, well, how is this guy falling to us and Chubb not realizing that
the big picture right
could have yielded us Rosen. And that's where it gets scary.
Right.
Because he can actually
go. You didn't realize at the time this is really about Paxton Lynch. And that's what I kept trying to say because Mike Evans and the Khaki Pants crew, which you weren't part of, but the Khaki Pants crew was like, we can pick up a quarterback later. And I kept saying, no, you don't get it. If the Broncos don't pick a quarterback now, they believe in Paxton Lynch.
Right.
I kept saying it, and the Khaki Panthers were just like, no, 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 it'll be Luke Falk, it'll be somebody else. And there was Luke Falk in the fifth round, and of course the Broncos didn't pick up on him because, like I said, it was all going to be about Paxton Lynch.
And it has been.
And it's about Paxton Lynch and their belief in Paxton Lynch. And the Khaki Panthers could not get over it.
And the Khaki Panthers.
Well, because it was
the morning show is the Khaki Panthers.
They're the Khaki Panthers. They just at least you weren't one of them. You got a little.
I'm excited about Chubb.
You became
a
Chubbaholic a little bit.
I mean, you're right about that because I see the talent, I see the effort, I see the hustle. But man, if you're asking me to pick a great quarterback over a great defender,
right?
I'm taking a quarterback every time.
And it's another misrepresentation of what the draft is. The draft is about development. Free agency is about instant impact. The draft is development. Free agency is instant impact. But the Chubbaholics wanted instant impact out of the draft. Wrongo. Ah.
I'm just watching. Just paying attention. I'm watching.
It's all good. Listen, man. The Broncos can win with what they did because they did have a good draft. They picked
they had
up
a good draft.
Royce Freeman could be terrific. He could be Alvin Kamara, no doubt about it.
You know what? You know what? Zach Bye said something today earlier in his show.
Something that was smart?
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what it is next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
I do want to get to the Case Keenum stuff, but Zach Bye today had...
Oh, Zach Bye. That's right. Sorry.
He had a statement that was made that I thought was really great, and I wanted to expand on it.
Okay.
Zach Bye, because of the comments that I made yesterday about this running back group's got to be much better than it has been, came up with a solution to how we can improve our running back room.
Okay.
And I want to expand it even further. There's one guy that was on this team last year that really I thought was the best player on the team.
Okay. I know who it is.
I think all the guys that roll with us every day
know. I disagree with you, but I know what you're going to say.
Okay. It was Jamaal Charles.
Okay.
Okay. Instead of trying to make sure that Booker is our guy, how do you feel about the Broncos releasing Booker and letting Jamaal Charles be the featured back for the first few games and then handing the keys over?
Was this Zach's idea?
Zach's idea was just to have him on the team.
No, I think that's ridiculous.
But if he's going to be on the team, he should be your lead guy. And knowing that Royce Freeman will be your guy around week three or four, and then this will be your third down back.
The drop-offs of running backs over 30 is...
He didn't drop off.
You know what happened last year?
Eric Studisville happened last year. Eric Studisville wanted to pay homage to C.J. Anderson by playing him the majority of the snaps because, you know what, you feel a certain type of way about a guy to help you win a Super Bowl. And it was clear last year that the best running back on this team was Jamaal Charles. It was the clearest thing that we could have seen as a sports community pulling for the Broncos.
I very respectfully disagree.
You think C.J. Anderson was the best running back?
No.
Who was?
D'Angelo Henderson.
No, I don't buy that.
I know you don't.
I don't subscribe to that.
I know you don't, but that's my opinion. And that's what confounded me. Stokely agrees with me. That's what shocked me. Listen, I did not understand Jamaal Charles at all. I didn't understand keeping him on the roster and not paying him or playing him. I saw that they were very cheap because he had a financial bonus for like 500 yards or something, and they didn't let him get to that. I did not understand when they were clearly out of the playoffs with 2 weeks left in the season why they just didn't release him so you could give him a chance to get to a playoff team. I didn't understand anything
That was Jamal Charles, man. That's Studisville.
Okay.
That's Studisville.
I think the head coach can oversee decisions like that.
I think those things and
on a game to game on a game basis,
but we
like
now
during
have
the game,
new rules about the head coach and how he'll disseminate playing time amongst the players.
It's only on Eric Studisville if Eric Studisville is allowed to have that power, which can
he gave them that power and just took that power back.
Okay.
I mean, that's the one thing that we've talked about. You know, hey, he's learned how to coach the coaches better.
Listen, man.
Last year, we had a chance to
I do think D'Angelo Henderson was the most dynamic runner they had and they didn't use.
They didn't use him. And why they were bound to Booker is still beyond me. Why did they feel like they had to?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Jamal Charles was the answer last year, and you know what?
They seem to be dead set on getting C.J. Anderson 1,000 rushing yards as if that was a big deal,
getting 68 yards a game.
Who cares?
That's the running back's coach.
It seemed to be the running back's coach. C.J. allowed it, though.
You know, he did allow it. Vance Joseph did allow that nonsense to happen.
He did.
Clearly, we had a guy who was an explosive player who could have gave us big moments.
It made no sense. Now, to your point, here's where I'll agree with you.
Go ahead.
Why, on God's green earth, if you've got Jamal Charles and you activate him, you don't play him? That makes no sense. Like, I think D'Angelo Henderson should have been active. But, Alfred, I don't think any player should be active except for a backup quarterback or maybe a backup offensive lineman if they're not going to play. It makes no sense. If Jamal Charles was active, he should have got at least
12 to 15 touches.
I was going to say 10 to 12, but if you want to boost it up a little bit.
12 to 15 touches.
Let's just say 12. As a minimum.
12 touches for Jamal
Charles.
Because
that's what, six throws? I mean, you're going to throw him the ball. He's one of the best.
You're going to hand him the ball.
And you're going to hand him the ball. So you got at least six handoffs and at least six throws, correct, from Jamal Charles?
Right.
Because why else is he active? Why did you activate him? Andy Janovich was another one. If you're not going to play this guy, and he had the least amount of offensive snaps on the team the whole year, why? I mean, if you're going to say he's important and you're going to activate
him. I don't think Janovich makes his team. They're big bodies, solid four or five
tight
ends.
This is how messed up things were last year.
I know, but that's
why are you
making
these?
We have to get past that. We got to get past that, D-Mac.
So if you're going to activate a guy, play him. Jamal Charles, you got to go through it. There are games he didn't touch the ball like at all, and he was still active. Why?
That room could use a veteran presence, but the guy that I'm least impressed with in that room is the guy that probably will start the season off as a starter in Booker because he's a veteran.
Maybe.
He's a veteran.
Maybe
you
you're
have
right.
to start that guy.
Yeah, but not for long. Not for long. And Royce Freeman's going to be given every opportunity.
Yeah, but you need
you're
that.
Gonna be, you're going to be
See,
all right
do you,
with that.
You understand what it would look like if we had Jamal Charles and Royce Freeman? You know there's a clear handoff of the baton to the second guy.
You could make the argument like Stewart and McCaffrey in Carolina.
Yes.
And
yes.
Ironically, CJ Anderson and McCaffrey now in Carolina.
Well, I mean, CJ is a backup player now. He's a backup player. CJ went from being a 1,000-yard rusher to a backup player.
That's true.
And salary cut. That's who he was.
Yeah, our two stars.
I'm trying to keep it as clear for you so that you can see what the rest of the NFL thought about C.J. Anderson.
Yeah.
The rest of the NFL
saw him as a backup.
Saw him as a backup.
Which he is.
And I told you he was a backup.
And he is.
And I'm trying to tell you now.
What they tell us about Trevor Siemian, too.
He got traded, so he's a backup anyway.
But he's a backup.
Yeah. What I'm trying to explain to you is how to make that room great. Because if you have a guy like Jamal Charles.
But the world's not built for 30-year-old plus running backs.
But listen, man.
That's true, though, Al. You know that.
What are you saying that he can't play? Or are you saying because he's 30.
He doesn't make the room
better.
Let me ask you this. It wasn't good, Alfred, because late in the season, it was all about why isn't Jamal.
He didn't get any worse.
But it didn't make the room better because there was all
Dude,
this.
They gave all those carries to
I'm talking about the room itself.
You're thinking about this 30-year-old. Yeah, you need a 30-year-old to teach this 21-year-old.
Jamal wasn't that guy, though. He's a quiet dude.
But he wasn't that guy.
He was going to lead it like that.
He could be that guy for this group of running backs.
No, he's just not like that as a person.
But
he's
I don't think he's quiet, like you said, he's not coming back here because, you know, the Broncos gave him the business with this $500,000.
Give me another veteran running back, and I might agree with you.
Jamal Charles. Not giving you another one. He knows the system.
He's not a leader.
He can come in here.
He's a quiet dude. He's just not that type of guy.
He's that guy. He's that guy. I'm telling you, he's that guy.
Give me somebody else. Give me somebody who has more personality. Give me somebody
Adrian Peterson?
He takes too much attention. Give me somebody else. Give me somebody else that's going to be fine to be a – like McCown is a quarterback in New York.
No, man. You need a guy like – you need a guy like Jamal Charles. You need a guy like Adrian Peterson.
No.
And you know what?
No.
And they need to hand the baton off lightly.
Those guys,
hand it off, man.
Adrian Peterson
is all. You need a starter for the first three or four games.
Peterson is all about himself. He sucks all the energy away.
Man, give it to Jamal then. Give it to Jamal. DeMarco Murray is out there. You don't want that guy.
Why?
Guess what? He's the feature guy. He's the feature guy, and he's going to want that rock. Come on, man. I want to talk to the fellas about this before we leave. Because if I'm wrong
What do you want to say to the fellas?
Do you like the idea of
Jamal Charles
over Devontae Booker in that room?
It's not a good idea.
You can cut.
It wasn't a good idea last year.
You can cut Booker after week two or three, bring in Jamal Charles, have your starter, because he knows the playbook.
Well, Royce Freeman would be your starter if you did that.
No. He knows the playbook.
Wait, don't you want Royce Freeman as your starter?
Yeah, but not now. Not early on.
Well, you said
not
two or three weeks.
Not the first day, but you need a first day starter. You need a day one starter.
I'm just going to be quiet.
You can do it, but it'd be risky to throw the rookie out there, you know, in all the pass protections. It'd be risky, but you know what?
I really wish we could explore. I could be more with you if we could explore other veterans besides Jamal Charles.
Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing last year. The year before that, Ezekiel Elliott led the league in rushing.
Rookies dominate
in rushing.
Yes.
You know what? So maybe, you know, I'd just like to have a guy like Jamal Charles on the roster for safety.
Who else is like Jamal Charles out there? Why don't we look at that?
Who else knows the playbook? Nobody else knows it like him. He was here last year. He knows the playbook. It's not a lot of time to learn nothing. It's already ingrained.
All right.
I just want to talk to the fella real quick. If I'm off here,
303-713.
Then I'll be done with it, but I'm telling you.
We can look at the text line, too. We can do all that 303 okay. both ways. 303-713-1043. It's The Drive on the Fan.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Oh, you know, well, I'm a chicken fried. Sitting on the back porch, huh?
And cold beer on a Friday night.
Take that.
A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Happy birthday, America.
And the radio.
Oh. All right, Alfred, you want to talk to the fellas?
We have to.
Right, let's go to Steven. Steven, you're on the Fan. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Super.
Hey, thanks for having me on the air. Just wanted to just say that I agree with Big Al and everything he just said about Jamal Charles and cutting Devontae Booker.
Okay. Appreciate it, Steven. Thank you very much. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the Fan. What's up, Joe?
I'm calling to agree with Big Al, too.
Right.
I would say we could have agreed with D'Angelo, but never saw him play.
Well, we did a little bit. He scored a touchdown like the one time he was given the ball. Jamal didn't understand what was going on either. I felt bad for Jamal and last season, Al. You know, I was around him a bunch, and he just was confused.
Man, you know how running back group has been weak for years, and the kind of players that he likes aren't NFL superstar type players.
Here's a text. The perfect guy would have been Frank Gore, but since he is not available, maybe C.J. Spiller. There aren't a lot of veterans worth picking up that are currently available. You're probably right about that.
The perfect
guy. It's a young man's game out there for the running back.
Listen, man, you place this idea on Jamal Charles like he's an old running back. He's 31 years old.
That's old in the NFL for
running backs. My goodness, dude. I mean, he still averaged 4.9 yards per attempt.
I know. But that's old for a running back in the NFL.
You don't like that?
It's not me. It's the analytics of football. It's the way it breaks down.
I see. What you're doing is just saying that old players can't play well.
Old running backs. There's a lot of players over 31 that can play great in the NFL, but running backs aren't one of them.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately. Willis McGahee was interesting, but don't forget, in Willis McGahee's career, he had a long break because of injury, and he was still... So he had some, you know, he had some gas in the tank. Like, Ricky Williams is another example, but Ricky Williams had a significant break in the middle of his career,
and so,
too.
And so did Jamaal Charles by not playing that year when he was 29.
Yeah. I agree with you. If you're making him active, why aren't you playing him? It was a mistake.
It was a mistake, man.
And they fired Eric Studisville, and Vance Joseph vowed to be better in coaching the coaches. But that doesn't mean Jamaal Charles makes sense now.
Oh, my goodness. The movement that he displayed last year, that wasn't good enough for you?
Never mind me. It wasn't good enough for the coaches.
Oh, it was a mistake. We got rid of the coach, too.
Bob,
we got rid of the coach.
What's up, Bob?
Yes, I just wanted to inform you about Charles. He would not come back. I have a friend that works on the Kansas City staff, and he would not want to come back.
He'd come back. If you threw the money at him, he'd be back.
If the money was right and the opportunity was right.
He might have been unhappy.
Somebody needs to call in and apologize to him
first. Bob, you may be hearing the truth. Like, I'm angry with these guys. I wouldn't want to come back. But, Bob, he doesn't have any other offers. If you threw a veteran minimum and some bonuses his way, he would certainly come back.
He has two offers already, but he's
who does he have offers from, Bob?
I can't tell you.
Of course. But, Bob, you can't do that. This is what really ticks me off. You can't make a statement like that, Bob, and then not say who the teams are. So I can't believe you, Bob. Right. All right. So tell me. I'll ask you again. Who are the two teams?
I can't inform that right now.
All right. So you have to retract. You have to retract.
I'm a real boy.
So are you ready to retract your entire statement?
No.
Okay. I can't do it. I cannot do it on the 4th of July. I can't do it.
Maybe one of those teams is the Chiefs. Why wouldn't he go
Bob's
back there?
Bob's full of crap. And
I bet you he does have two offers. I bet you he does. I bet you 100% he does.
Deep breaths. Maybe. I'm trying to be a new DMAC here. Not old and salty. Just friendly and happy and upbeat.
He just was so good.
He wasn't, no.
Yes,
not
he
really.
Was.
D'Angelo Henderson was interesting.
Oh, Jamaal Charles was
We had a player who could have been like Kareem Hunt, and we just didn't play him.
It was Jamaal Charles. Dude,
I got to give it to you, Al. Your love of older players
It has nothing to do with older players. I'm talking about guys who have flash. You need to see some. You know, D'Angelo did flash. I'm not telling you that D'Angelo won't
not work. Playing D'Angelo Henderson by far was the greatest mistake they made in the running back
room. We had to get a new running back coach.
We did.
Because the running back coach was in control of who played the running back position.
How are you going to stay safe on the 4th of July?
We had to get a new wide receiver coach because our wide receivers didn't get challenged.
Yeah, and now he's yelling at Emmanuel Sanders. They're yelling at each other.
Yeah, guess what, Emmanuel? If you don't get it right, you find yourself on the bench.
Oh, and by the way, really quick, because we'll go into it deeper on Thursday, but the spot that Case Keenum struggles the most in throwing the football is exactly where Emmanuel Sanders theoretically would be on the field. Details on that.
It must not be the slot, huh?
Oh, it's Sanders ain't playing the slot.
If you play in the slot, Case Keenum is going to make you a star. His numbers in the slot are amazing.
I think Sanders has been pretty clear about how he feels about playing in the slot. That being said, happy birthday, America. What a great place we live in. With all of its freedoms and frustrations, where would you rather be? That's my ode to America.
Okay. From my partner, D-Mac, and Big Sexy, and of course, we are going to say goodbye. And
Don't forget about Dylan.
Dylan,
and Kyle
our
Berry
boy
was here.
We'll see you later.
And Johnny Love, Facebook
Johnny
Live.
Love. See you later.